Tuesday after Thanksgiving is Giving Tuesday. So here at KTRS, we are highlighting nonprofits before that time, and we are joined in the studio by President Paul Weiss from OASIS. Paul, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Wendy and I were just commenting on the fact that we remember the beginning of OASIS. Can you take our listeners back to the beginning and the impact you've had?
So you're putting me in the funny position of having to tell two beautiful young women that this is OASIS's 40th anniversary right now. And we were founded in 1982 by Marilyn Mann. And OASIS was founded to address the prevailing notion that older adults were not productive and couldn't continue to learn. And we have spent 40 years involving older adults in purposeful volunteering, in active learning, making new friends, and really engaging in the joy of movement to make aging more successful for St. Louisans. And we are a national organization.
And in terms of societal attitudes, you've really seen the pendulum swing, haven't you?
It hasn't swung enough. I mean, if you think about during the pandemic, there was a notorious lieutenant governor who said that older adults should consider dying to save the economy. There still is some ageism in the world. But I do think we are starting to realize that older adulthood is changing, and it has to change. There are massive demographic shifts. Over the next few decades, we're going to see older adults increasingly make a larger percentage of the population. And with longer lives, we're going to have to deal with a shrinking workforce, older adults being productive for longer. And so the notion of what older adulthood is, when old age starts, what you do post-retirement, what an encore life after retirement looks like, all those things are shifting, and they have to shift.
One of my dearest friends will be 95 next year, and she is just amazingly vital. And one of her secrets is social connections. She works hard at it. She keeps them up because the one thing she doesn't do anymore is drive. Why is that so important, Paul?
So that's the through line through everything OASIS does. We do lifelong learning. We do purposeful volunteering, intergenerational tutoring. We do cohort-based exercise classes, disease prevention. But all of those things are how people find OASIS. What we are about across all of our work is social connection. And if you look at sort of the span of our lives, you have this first act where you're in school and you have this socially deep, socially connected experience for 22 to 25 years if you go to grad school, where you're around all these people learning cooperatively. And we have good and bad experiences in school, but they are all socially engaging. Then you have work, and your work life is rich with people and social engagement and all these different relationships. Again, some are good, some are bad, but they are all socially engaging. And the third act of life, this is where you find OASIS. And OASIS helps older adults continue to learn new skills, technology literacy, engage in art and culture and creation and language. They learn how to write, and which is like going back to the first act. And we get older adults doing purposeful things, volunteering to do literacy tutoring in schools or being community health workers and doing exercise and health instruction with their peers. Our notion is that that's the return to the second act. So this third act of OASIS, this social connection in older adulthood, is about continuing to involve these elements of social interaction that you find throughout your lives. Because loneliness is an epidemic. And the pandemic, of course, with social distancing, made it even harder on older adults for whom social isolation was already a challenge. Mm-hmm.
Paul Weiss is the president, the national president of OASIS, which, of course, is based here in St. Louis. You mentioned, Paul, the population and the demographic shift. What's causing that, and how does OASIS prepare for that in the future?
So there are very big influencers on aging in America. The first is that birth rate is declining. So, you know, as you hear in the news constantly, we're having trouble replacing workers. There is a declining 25 to 55-year-old workforce. That trend will continue as birth rates continue to decline. And longevity, medicine and lifestyle change. People don't smoke as much anymore. People are taking on exercise and healthy eating. And advances in medicine and preventative care are lengthening lifespans. So you see this flip where you're looking at 2035, the census projects will be the first time that adults over 65 outnumber children under 18 in the United States. So these shifts are happening faster than we realize, not for horrible reasons. You know, there's an argument that overpopulation is a problem and birth rate should decline because it makes everything more sustainable. There's an argument that healthier aging is a great thing for all of us, longer, more productive lives. But making sure that successful aging happens in this socially connected way is where organizations like Oasis sit to meet older adults at this time where loneliness could be a challenge.
Paul, you may know more about this than I do. I've been out of the news business for 8 years, and we do not do ratings here at KTRS. But when they did ratings with local news, the oldest age group was 18 to 64. And I used to ask, well, what about people who are older
over
than
64? 64?
Because it seems as though most of them
have
watch
all
news.
The money.
And I was told by a marketing person, people over 64 never change their minds about products. And people over 64 probably have more discretionary income, I thought.
Well,
do you have any insight into that?
There's a lot of mythology about what people over 64 can and should do. One of the places for that is technology literacy. The notion that older adults can't learn to use an iPhone or can't learn to be on the internet. We do technology literacy education for older adults. And during the pandemic, when we had to suspend all of our in-person programs, we launched a virtual center, oasiseverywhere.org, and it's a virtual education center. All of our programs are live and interactive, and we have thousands of older adults who've learned how to register for a class online, get onto Zoom and do a class, a virtual class. And so the notion that people cannot continue to learn things as they get older, well, we stand that on its head. All we do at Oasis is teach.
Wendy looks guilty because we're not the tech-savviest of people, but that's why we have Conrad.
Yeah, there,
well,
there might be a couple of us who are out of your reach. Okay.
Oh, yes. No. You are all teachable, and you young ladies are very teachable.
Conrad is looking away from everything.
Conrad, don't you dare be ageist.
Before we go, can you tell us a little bit more about volunteering as tutors for reading? Because I think we might have listeners who are interested in that.
Absolutely. So if you go to oasisnet.org and you just click on the tutoring tab at the top of the website, you'll find more information about Oasis Tutoring. We are rebuilding our tutoring core, and Oasis Tutoring is an incredibly meaningful opportunity to volunteer. You spend a year engaging with at least one child once a week. We train you. We have many, many tutors. Most of our tutors are not teachers. We teach you how to teach reading and the love of reading and books. And connecting with a child around words, around reading the things that they care about, is incredibly powerful. The stories from our tutors are just heartbreakingly emotional. We have tutors who have tutored kids for decades now, some of whom have gone to high school graduation, college graduation, and then have been a bridesmaid in their weddings.
Oh,
and so when you tutor with Oasis, you are not just affecting a reading outcome. You're getting involved with a child in their life as an older adult that will change their life, and your life will be changed by that relationship.
Well, you know, our listeners are just the people who you are looking for at Oasis. So I hope they are listening. The website again, Paul?
www.oasisnet, OASISNET.org, oasisnet.org.
And we've connected you to that on our Facebook page. And of course, Giving Tuesday is important to you. Why?
There's several things we do at Oasis, one of which is we drive programs into communities of greatest need. We are very focused on expanding the work we do to people that can't afford to pay for programs. So for us, doing lifelong learning programs, offering tutoring opportunities in schools that need it most, and driving health and exercise programs into communities that have these real disparities in health outcomes is vitally important. That programming is often delivered for free. And because of that, we need philanthropy to support our work. We are also rebuilding our tutor core. At peak in St. Louis, we had 2,500 tutors in schools. Right now, we just have hundreds and hundreds instead of thousands. And recruiting tutors, training tutors to get back into schools. And superintendents are desperate to get us back in there. Everyone wants more tutors. And that takes awareness raising, marketing, and communications expense. Any help we get with that is more older adults who are changing lives and having their lives changed.
You can Google Oasis or go to oasisnet.org. Paul Weiss, always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
so nice to see you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.